Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan, playing Seth, the Tiefling Warlock.
I'm Kayla, playing Gaiji, the Tabaxi Pirate.
I am Austin, playing Sheru, the Tortle.
Hi, I'm Ben, playing Reyna, the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah, playing Asar, the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
And Brad has still remained dead.
Unfortunately.
We miss him. Anyway, moving on. The party had some interesting things happen. Kaiji and Arden, or not Arden, Seth. Losing it. Kaiji and Seth had a very traumatic fall after a very short flight. And the party has prepared for the next leg of their adventure to find the Capiziar, and Balin Letigo apologized to Rayner and the party for the way he acted. So, we're picking up with you guys getting ready to depart.
I go to the table, conjure a sprig of lettuce, and hold up in there, let us go.
Does anyone have the silence spell?
Yes, I do.
Orange, you glad we're on our way?
Now all we need is Barry with his rhymes, too. We'll be set. Alright, let's go. Let's go find another city to get run out of.
Well, I mean, if we can survive. Like I said, I think our chances are good.
All right.
Let us go.
I cast Eldritch Blast on the lettuce. On the lettuce.
Fine.
So.
Don't worry, I thought your joke was rape.
What would we do without you right now?
They're just a couple of apples.
You know,
peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod. I'm going to take an extra head of lettuce, and it'll be, and also an asparagus, because it's a spare, I guess.
Alright.
Asa has just
episode is called Pun Intended.
Yeah, Seth and Masi have probably just walked off too.
It's 30 minutes later and they're still going.
I'm not quite as good as you, Elena. You're much better at these puns.
I see. You see Balin come back. I see you got your father's wit.
Asar holds up an icy. Like, you know, this drink.
Let's not get ahead of us. Oh my god!
Oh, man. So you guys leave.
Oh, Sheru, I'm glad you're laughing again.
It feels good.
It makes me feel a lot better, honestly.
Thanks for the laughs. It definitely helps me.
So the crystalline structure of the cave fades, and you see the rough hewn stone once more. And you find yourselves exiting into the material plane once more.
What time is it?
Make a perception check.
Sure, holds up a sprig of time.
It's coming. It's coming here. Natural one.
Really? Is it twilight again?
It is twilight again.
Oh my god. We're trapped. All over me.
Perpetual twilight.
Quick, cast sending to your brother and ask
him
what
time it is. Open your eyes.
Oh my god. Okay, I open my eyes. What time is it actually?
It is.
I'm going to get a sundown.
You did get a one.
Early morning.
It's nighttime.
Daytime. Nighttime.
Who's leading the party? Let's ask that.
Prina, I can't see anything. What, is it still twilight?
It's the morning.
Oh.
It's early.
Is it actually early? I don't know what's true anymore.
Well, that way is east, and that way is west.
I thought that was west.
Brainer, make a perception check for me.
Guidance.
Trust the ranger.
I'm sorry. I feel like just being next to me is like cursing.
And my apologies, I was doing the wrong thing. Survival is what we want.
Well, that's good, because that puts it up to a 13.
Okay. So, you can see that it is dawn.
Dawn of the first day.
Look to the east.
The blood has been spilt. No, wait.
It is like, I lean to Shrew. That way is east, right? Where the sun is coming up?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's, see? East.
Sun actually just circles. I mean, behind the ring.
Unless the sun is rotating around us, who knows? Walking,
you know, it might be.
Perhaps we're the center of the universe.
Direction. Oh, I definitely am.
Anyway, so with your 13, you notice a dark shape in the sky.
Just a whiff of cloud.
That's not normal, I don't think.
Ghost Riders?
Is it almost floating?
It's moving rather quickly.
It's moving fast and against the wind. Well, death waits for no one. Guys, just look up.
Do we see it?
What do my eyes see? What do my turtle eyes see?
Is that the great asshole in the sky? Is he back?
Oh.
Is there a great asshole?
Make an investigation for this one.
I think that's 6. I don't even know, but something like that.
Like 6 total?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, like 6 total.
Okay. You cannot tell what it is.
How far away is it?
Excuse me.
It's probably like 300 feet.
Actually, would have been a 9. I forgot my investigation's decent.
Not only that 1, but the 7.
Okay. You guys can't tell what it is.
I mean, if it's that close, I could teleport to it.
It's a bird. Or is it the plane?
What's a plane?
Maybe. It's, you know, a flat area of land that you grow wheat on.
Maybe it's a
captain. Or it's a different magical dimension that you teleport to.
How would the whole magical dimension be right there?
I have no idea. I don't think that's really the point.
I think it's sort of, I think you found the reason to be pissed at us.
I mean, it's like 300 feet up.
Oh, like directly above.
So anyone want to go to the Shadow Realm?
Yeah, we got some potions. We can.
To get to Latigo?
Might be faster.
Sure.
Is that better than whatever this is?
I don't know what that is. All I know is a dark spot in the sky, and I don't like it.
Could it be one of those floating islands?
Or it could be something that's been waiting around here trying, you know, ready to kill us if we ever popped out again.
I'm pretty sure it's probably something that was waiting to kill us.
I'm just waiting for it to actually kill us at this point.
You know,
my whip and my sword out, like, just kind of, like, watching it, side-eyeing it the entire time. I'm just like, it's gonna come. It's gonna come.
We're just standing in the mouth of the cave.
But perhaps if we do go into the Shadow Realm, we might be able to find Iris. if he's along the way.
Not to Latigo. Latigo will be, like, 2 steps that way.
Yeah, let's just...
Let's go face the peril. Who's a long... Wait. I have something.
I could just teleport over to it and see what it is before
we go...
Dimension.
Because we're just in the mouth of the cave, right? Do you think we have 10 minutes before it attacks us?
Probably not.
All right.
If it attacks us.
I'm going to tap you on the shoulder, cast protection from evil and good. And just say, Seth, go check it out.
Okay.
Does anyone want to come with? I can take one person. Except I'd have to carry you because we're going to be up in the air and I'll be flying.
You can't carry me. I'm too big.
You can carry me.
All right.
Is this a good idea?
And I...
No.
I grab Kaiji's arm.
Just
and
be wary of ceilings.
Teleport up to the thing.
Okay.
Just to see what it is.
So...
Send the carpet to catch me if I fall.
You guys appear right next to something very terrifying.
A dragon.
Is it a dragon?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
it's a mimic that is floating through the sky.
Exactly.
It's a Drask. We're doomed.
So as you appear right in the middle of the air for a brief moment before you gravity starts pulling you down, before I assume you cast levitation.
I cast it right before.
Oh, okay.
A bonus action float and then cast Dimension Door, so we're already
gotcha,
floating.
Gotcha, okay. So you, as you... rest there after your teleportation, you see... Make religion checks for me.
Hey, that's actually better than my perception. That doesn't make sense.
Not right.
10?
Okay.
I have to remember my religion is... Oh, it's a 1. That makes a lot of sense. I got 3.
Okay. So you have no idea what it is. But it is pure white. And... it has broad wings, very large creature, and claws like razors, and a snarling, kind of humanoid-like face, but definitely monstrous. And sitting along platforms built into its side are dark figures that seem to be barbed and... almost like a darkish green color, and they're staring at you menacingly, and they begin building up balls of fire within their hands.
I'm not fireproof like you, let's go.
And okay. We're gonna roll initiative, which you already did. So, up first is Kaiji.
Okay. What is our situation? Am I like... did you, like, cast levitation on me? Am I levitating by myself, or do you, like, have to hold me?
I can only do it on myself, so I'm holding you, or you're on my back or something.
Just piggyback.
Yeah.
Can I draw a bow in this situation?
Yeah.
Okay, I will draw my bow in this situation. Am I in a position where any of them are in a line, from my perspective?
They already saw us, too.
I mean, they're all... I mean, they're essentially riding on this creature.
We should have gone invisible first.
We should have gone invisible first. I would have been smart.
Oh, well.
Here
well.
We are. Just... I can shoot through people. Can I? Is there a line from my perspective where
you could
I
probably
can
hit at least...
It's not a spell.
Two or three.
Okay. I'm going to...
Bless you.
Try thanks. To do that. That's what? 19 to hit, I think.
19 will hit.
I need to make sure I'm looking at everything. Yeah, 19 to hit. And I'm using the
piercing trap.
Yeah, the piercing arrow creates a line 1 foot wide and 30 feet long. Each creature in that line must make a dex saving throw.
Okay.
Of 13.
Okay. So the first one, the white creature succeeds. The one of the dark creature fails. And then the other one succeeds.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to remember what all the damages are of all the things that I do. Do I get sneak attacks? Probably not because I'm
advantage.
Like floating in the air. Okay.
You don't need
for swashbucklers, is it for melee?
I get advantage if I use my bow, but if I haven't moved in that turn, and considering I'm floating in the air, I don't think
haven't moved
in the, I don't know.
I'm moving us. You're not moving.
You're riding on his shoulders or something.
Yes, you would get it. Sneak down.
I'm your mount right now.
I don't have mounted combat rules.
You guys gotta stop mounting things.
Gotta stop mounting things.
I'm just picturing Kaiji like using like, him like a pole.
Like Valkyrie on the back of a mighty steed.
Exactly.
Anyway, sorry. Okay, well, in that case, I get to use sneak attack. Thank you, Devin, for letting me have sneak attack.
You're welcome.
It's very kind of you.
You can never say that I'm not merciful.
You are a very merciful god of Idel. Two, four, six, eight, 10, 11, plus some more things. 5, 16 damage. So those that fail take 16, and those that succeed take 8.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
Up next is we're going back to the ground. And where is my feet? We have coming out of the forested area behind some rocks and such. Creatures you have definitely seen before. These are bearded devils. And they come rushing towards the rest of the party. And they get within range and position themselves in...
What do you mean by range? How far away is range?
So they line themselves up so that they can't get up right next to you. They're probably like 20 feet away. But they line themselves up to form a wall. Two different pairs, so there's 4 altogether. Right up next to you. Shrew, you are next.
Or 20 feet away, anyway.
Yeah.
So how far away is the creature in the sky?
300.
Okay. Well, no help for you guys.
Yep.
Sorry, I have to change my plans because new creatures came in. Alright, I'll do the wonderful thing of casting the one thing I always cast. My friend's not working, where is it?
Spiritual Guardians?
Yeah, that one. And I make sure that... You said they're about 20 feet away from us?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll all be in the range of it, and if not, I'll make sure to walk close enough to get them in range of it. So they all need to make some wisdom saving throws, I believe.
Okay. What's the DC?
17.
Okay. Wisdom save. They both fail.
Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to find where it went.
The spiritual guardians.
Yeah. There it is. It says it's prepared, but it wasn't on my spell list for some reason. I'm just blind.
Okay. Yeah.
So at third level, they take 3d8 radiant damage.
So they just moved up, but they didn't attack yet?
So they'll take 7 damage from that. And then for my action, I'm going to go up to one and try to smack it with my quarterstaff.
Okay.
And I probably miss 8.
You do miss.
Okay. That is my turn. Oh, wait, no. I can't smack it because I have a bonus action, not an active. My bad. So I don't try to hit
That's
it.
Okay. Sounds good. So up next is one of the creatures on this flying monstrosity. And it takes that bit of fire that it has been building up and it hurls it directly at you two. I'm going to give it a 50-50 chance for who it hits.
I'll probably try to stay in front.
Sorry. I should have thought of who it should be first. So under 50 is Kaiji, over 50 is butcher Seth. Face. Seth. Okay, goes for Kaiji. So that is probably gonna miss. Yeah, an 8 is not gonna hit. And so you just see this ball of fire just come streaking past you. But it does make a second attack. Seven. So, two motes of flame just right past you guys as you are flying in the air. And then up next, another war pair comes out and approaches Shiru. Directly behind the others.
Make a save for him.
Save.
Wait, another That's one? So there's five?
There are six.
They'll take
these are pairs, so they're behind. So behind the other set.
They'll take 11 damage.
Back here.
Oh. In the woods.
They're not in the woods. They're like directly behind the others. But they have glaives, so they can reach Shiru. Through the back end there. They failed. What's their damage?
11 damage.
Okay. All right. And they're going to attack. A 10 is not going to hit, right?
Nope.
Okay. And they're going to make another attack. Oh, nope, that's not. Never mind. They don't. Because okay. They can't reach. All right. That's the end of their turn. So they come in with their glaives, trying to stab at you, and they're just hitting nothing but shell. Okay, and it is the flying monstrosity creature's turn, and it's going to do a straight dive. 80 feet down, and that is going to be its turn.
So that all the creatures on the back go with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fascinating.
That's no one who's close enough for us to see it and try to identify it.
We'll see.
So you guys are now technically above it now.
How close were we, would you say, before it died? Dove.
Really close, like probably within 30 feet.
Okay.
And so it dives.
Doesn't seem very stable.
Do anything. and the next creature on its back is That's going to hurl some flame again. Those guys are out of reach, but you guys are within reach. So we'll do another percentage check. And it is going for Seth. Doesn't really matter.
Also, because he has protection from good and evil, any attacks against him are at disadvantage.
Doesn't matter. He's immune to fire.
I know. I'm just so you know. Mm-hmm.
So
it's like a nice warm blanket.
The flame hits. Sorry, what's your AC? I'm sorry.
17.
17. Let's see. One of the flames will have hit, but obviously just glances off as if nothing happened.
They all died.
Womp, womp.
Vicious mockery.
The red vines was not a good choice.
Curse of the red
Rainer,
vines.
You're out. The hellish review.
Okay, I am going to...
Arden is on deck, by the way.
...move up right next to Shiru, and I'm going to cast the spike growth basically in the exact same area.
Okay.
Anyone that moves... and then on, I'm going to use a bonus action to put my Slayer's Prey on the one that is right next to me.
Okay.
And that is my turn.
Okay. Sounds good. No attacks, right?
No attacks.
Okay. Sounds good.
I used a spell.
Another pair is going to come out and... fall in on the edges there and try and circle you in.
Right here.
They'd be more.
Are they in or outside the circle?
Right here.
They'd be technically outside. So they're not that close. Yeah. So, and that is their turn, and they're going to hold their action. So, Arden is up.
All right, Arden will cast Fireball behind this group of six that's been attacking Shrew, so that Shrew and Raynor don't get caught in the blast. So they need to make a dex save.
What's the save?
16.
They all succeed.
Hopefully fire even if they all succeed. Let's see. Okay, so it's 29 damage, so halved to
14.
Yep. Yeah, 14.
Okay.
But it is fire damage.
14 fire damage on them.
Noted.
Oh, great. And yeah, Arden just, I guess, swears to himself that his spell did nothing.
Are we sure this is fixed?
Sorry, you're up, Seth. You're on deck.
Sorry, one second. I want to see. Is there any bonus action he can do?
Probably not. He's a wizard.
He can manifest mind. I don't know what that does.
Brings his, what's his face out of the book?
Yeah, okay. We'll forget about that for now.
Pull me back! Pull me back!
Okay, yeah, that's his turn.
Okay.
I don't know how the interaction works, but with the spike growth, does they catch fire or
no? No.
Okay.
Sorry, you're up.
Because it's like magic.
Asaw is going to cast Bless at second level, and all of us are blessed.
Can you reach these two as well?
Not them, just the ones on the ground.
The four of you on the ground.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so the four on the ground are blessed, and then she's going to use her movement to just sort of back up a bit, you know? There seems to be quite a lot going on.
Okay, Seth, you're up.
Okay, bonus action, expeditious retreat. And as we're pursuing this cluster of baddies down toward the ground with my...
Wait, as Kaiji just falls to her
fixing it. So it's my movement and my bonus action to move 60 feet downward.
Okay.
With the expeditious retreat. I will also, let's see, what do I want to use my last...
So they're about 20 feet ahead of you at this point.
Okay, I can cast a cantrip too, right? Because I cast a spell for the bonus action. So, yeah, I'll just do Flame of Azrakeen at one of the guys riding on the back. There's two
attack roll.
Bolts of flame flying at him. So it's two attacks, technically. One is a dirty 20, and one is a 25.
Okay. Blow your damage.
Okay. So the first one... Sorry, I gotta find a d10. Where did they go? Oh, crap. These are all fire damage. It's all right. Seth wouldn't have known that anyways, because he didn't see Arden do the whole... thing. Yeah, so forget the damage.
Yep, noted.
And now Seth is...
I just wanted to make you feel good by rolling.
Yeah, now Seth is cursing to himself and really pissed off.
Okay, Kaiji, you are up. You just see these motes of flame go flying past, hitting these creatures and doing nothing.
Seeing that and how big this stupid thing is, was Raynor right? Do we drink the things?
No, we kill these things. I'm pissed at him now.
We got this. Don't worry about it.
All right.
But you can't hear me.
There's like 10 other damage types we can do.
Okay, so again with the... Does his movement count as my movement?
No.
Cool. Apparently, because it's called steady aim, so apparently...
Like I said, I think you're like freaking acrobatics on him right now.
Oh, and I'm really skilled at flying at this point, so
you got thighs of steel.
I can fly pretty steadily.
Yeah.
Buns of bronze.
Okay, that's a, I don't know, 26 or something.
Okay.
Lots of points. Lots of definitely gonna hit. Oh, I don't get one of those unless I want to use one of those. But what I am gonna use instead of one of those is one of these.
Thank you. That's very descriptive. I appreciate the help, understanding what you're doing.
I'm gonna use the Quiver of Elemental Energy.
Okay.
And not use fire. I am going to add 3 charges of lightning.
Okay.
To this madhouse that I'm casting right here, right now. When I say casting, you know, I'm not one of them head cases. Okay, 11, 12, 13.
Which one are you specifically 8, targeting? 9
and 11. I'm targeting the same one that Seth did. One of the little guys.
Okay.
Just 13, don't bother. 8 and 11. 11 plus 13 is
24.
Plus 6.
What, 30?
I'm going to make sure it's actually plus 6 and that I'm not making that up. Oh, I'm on my equipment list instead of my actions list. That's why I'm so confused. You said 24? That's 23 damage, including of that, 11 of it was light.
Type. Yeah.
You mean 33, not
23? 33. No, what did I say?
You said 23 from 24.
33!
Okay. Sounds good. So you fire this arrow. Lightning just courses through it and pierces this creature right in the gut, and you hear it just shout. And then you hear in your mind, I will rip you.
Whoa.
These things have headcase powers.
Going back to the ground, we've got the Bearded Devil War Pairs. They
make a save.
Make a save. That's a fail. And a fail.
That's the sound they make when 19 the damage. Into them.
Okay.
19.
And one set is going to attack Rainer, and the other one is going to attack Shrew. My brain is not going today. So the attack against Rainer is going to be an 8 plus 5 to hit. Or sorry, 16?
No. Misses.
Okay. Second attack is going to be, and this is with its beard, is going to be a 23.
Yeah, it's... Arden uses his reaction to cast Silvery Barbs.
Okay.
On that one. So you need to re-roll and use the lower roll.
18.
Misses.
And he also picks Rainer to get advantage on his next attack roll.
Nice. Well done. And then the other one is going to shoot for Shrew. They're using their glaive, a 19.
Nope.
And then their beard, natural 1. So, nothing comes at you guys. Shrew, you're up.
Okay. So the big creature flew down 80 feet, so it's not quite in range yet. Okay. I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon. And bring it to the, basically right in front of me to hit the one that is attacking, one of the ones that are attacking us, the one that's the most damaged looking one. I'm not sure if any of them...
It would be the one that you attacked last time.
That's right.
Yeah, it's been
they're
damaged.
Equally damaged.
Okay, so yeah, I'll hit that one. That bonus action, so it's going to see if it hits. Does a 26 hit?
It will.
Sweet. That's going to be... ten damage from radiant.
Okay.
And then for my as a bonus action, so for my action, cast Toll the Dead on it. Okay. I make a wisdom saving throw.
DC what?
DC 17.
Fails.
Okay, so this can take 2d8 necrotic for 5 and 1d8 radiant for 1. Because I have...
Or 6 altogether?
6 altogether, because I have the cleric feat of extra damage.
All right, so that is the end of your turn. We'll probably go through this last round and then call it. Is that okay for you, Ben?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So up next is one of those creatures on the flying monstrosity, and it is going to try and hurl another mote of flame at our flying friends here. And it's going to aim for Kaiji. A 22 to hit.
22. Well,
the
yeah, it hits.
Okay. So the second attack misses. But the first one hits. You're going to take 13 points of fire damage.
Ouch.
Would she get half cover or court, whatever cover
no. from me? We're letting her fly with you and shoot arrows. Give me a break.
Come on, she should get some extra AC out of that too.
What are you doing? Throwing your hands up? Trying to catch it?
No, he's just dodging. He's using his dex.
Well, only part of her is visible
behind
me.
We
right?
can add his dex to my armor.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
I was just thinking that. All right. So no, that is not going to happen. The two back there, they're going to...
They're in the radiant right damage, right?
Yep. Yeah, they're also in that group. Fail.
16 damage.
And they're going to push forward and go onto the left side. Sorry, your right side, my left. Of the party, and they're going to try and attack Rainer.
Okay, how many feet would that be, them moving? Mm. How many feet would that be?
Probably like 20?
20, okay. Piercing damage.
Nice. Okay, they're looking worse for wear, but they're going to attack Rainer. First with the glaive, that's going to be a 19 to hit.
Does not.
And the next one is going to be a 15 to hit, which will miss. So, that armor. That damn armor. You're welcome. Next is the flying monstrosity. He's going to swoop out of his dive. And... try and claw at you two, specifically.
Okay.
Let's roll for percentage again.
All right, melee range. Bear.
It's gonna be towards Seth. So, that is... It's going to be a 19 to hit.
Yes.
And a 14 hit.
No.
Okay. So you're going to take 6 points of piercing damage. And then it is going to... oops. I'm sorry. I am looking at the wrong stats.
I just failed my concentration check.
Oh, dang.
So
we was expeditious retreat. I never got a 4.
The second one, I'm sorry, was a what was the number I told you?
6 for piercing, I think you said.
6? No, yeah. The second attack.
You missed. That was a 15.
I know, but I was looking at the wrong stats.
You said 15, I think? 14 or 15?
Okay. So that would be an 18 to hit.
Ugh, that hits.
Okay. And I rolled the wrong damage. We'll leave the first one the same, but second one you're going to take 5 points of slashing damage. And...
All right.
Third attack.
Ugh.
Oh, gosh.
That's all right.
Is going to miss nothing. For sure. So you're good.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. Other than now we're slow again.
Are you
Oh, your expeditious retreat.
Yeah, that's that was a concentration spell.
I thought you were falling out of the sky.
No, luckily.
And up next is the other creature flying with it. And it is going to try and hurl a mote of flame at Kaiju.
Okay. For what?
17 and 13.
17 hits.
Okay. 6. That's going to be 15 points of fire damage.
This time I'm going to remember that I'm a rogue. I'm going to actually use Uncanny Dodge.
Okay. So you like twist around Seth's waist and end up on the other side, bow ready to fire.
You can like jump off my back and twirl in the air and land back on me.
Rainer, you're up. Arden's on deck.
I am going to attack the same one that Shrew is attacking because it's damaged. First one.
Remember, you are blessed.
Yes. That's.
Oh yeah.
And you get advantage from the.
I missed it. So I did.
It'd be 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
That's 9 damage.
Sure.
He's blessed. The next one is. That's gonna hit as well. That's going to be a 27. Twelve damage, and then the last hit is going to be a 24 to hit, and nice. That is 9 damage.
Nice, good attack. Yeah, so you come streaking in with your rips, with your whips.
Whip and the sword.
Your whip and the sword, and you just slice through these creatures. One of them goes down. Nice. And up next is...
Arden.
Nope. Oh. It's technically one of the other pairs, this one.
All right.
Back here. And they're going to move over towards Arden. And attack.
Oh, no. Arden, no.
That's probably going to miss. 7.
I sure hope 10. So. Both miss.
Okay. Arden is up.
He will cast Fireball. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. He will cast.
Technically, bearded devils.
Summon Arcanist Gargoyle.
I know that you customed it. Bearded devils normally aren't immune to fireball or resistant to fire. It's cold damage, I think.
No, I kept the immunities the same.
Maybe I'm.
There's different planes of hell. So like. Where
I'm probably just looking at the wrong one then.
So since these guys are right in his face, he's just casting the gargoyle to appear right beside him to protect him.
Okay.
I think so. That's basically his turn, but the gargoyle goes right after him.
Okay.
So it's going to. I don't know how this thing works. It's going to do its multi attack.
What form of the gargoyle did you bring?
I have no idea.
Bronze,
obsidian, or clay?
Mm-hmm.
Bronze was the one that did the reflective damage. Mm-hmm. I would do bronze.
Okay.
That only comes into attack if it gets hit. So for now, it's just going to do its multi-attack.
Okay.
So that's 2 attacks, slam attacks, against one of those demon things. Weird. It's a spell attack modifier hit. So it's, that's huge. 19.
That'll hit.
Okay. 8 plus 11. That's crazy. So, and then the second one is a ton. 28 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. So the first one does 5 bludgeoning damage.
Yep.
And the second hit did 7 bludgeoning damage. Okay. Oh, wait, plus 4 to each of those, so another 8 bludgeoning damage total.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries. So the gargoyle is summoned right next to Arden and just slams into these two, knocking them back and casting aside their glaives. Asar, you are up. Seth is on deck.
Asar twists her platinum ring, and the corresponding one on Reyna glows, and he is warded. And as a bonus action, I'm going to cast... Because I guess you can cast cantrips, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to cast Chill Touch.
Okay.
On the one that's attacking Reyna over here.
Okay.
Rob.
Hit!
Is warding bond a bonus action?
No, it's just a spell.
Okay, most cantrips are an action. I'm not sure about touch.
Well, you can't cast another spell during the same turn unless for a cantrip with a casting time of one action.
Yeah, so right. You use your action to cast a spell. So there's some spells are bonus actions, like Spiritual Weapon is a bonus action.
So, okay, then I do nothing.
Sorry. Rules lawyer over here.
I will walk back a little bit, though.
Okay. Sounds good. Seth, you're up. All right. You feel exceptionally protected.
Salute.
Seth just mutters, I've got one more thing I can do against these, and...
Man, your HP sucks.
Who is Seth's
yours.
HP?
Yours.
I know. He casts Synaptic Static somewhere in midair ahead of this creature and the things on it. It's a 20-foot radius, so it won't hit Kaijin himself, but gets the rest of that group.
Okay.
Any of them that have an intelligence score over 2 need to make a intelligence saving throw.
Okay.
I like Synaptic Static.
Yes. Okay.
It's a pretty fun one.
What's the save?
17.
Okay.
Where are my other d6s?
Fail and fail and fail.
Ooh. Okay. They all failed. Then they take 23 psychic damage. And they have muddled thoughts for 1 minute. During that time, it rolls a d6 and subtracts the number rolled from all its attack rolls and ability checks.
Wow. Nice.
As well as its constitution saving throws to maintain concentration.
Dang. Okay.
That's cool.
It can make an intelligence saving throw at the end of each of its turns to end that effect.
Okay. Mark, that is the case, because I don't...
We're going to end.
Yeah, we're going to end here. So,
forget it.
Thank you so much for listening. We are going to end in the middle of the battle, because life... And thanks so much for listening.
You've made it to the end of the episode. If you're listening on Spotify, please leave us a comment. And you can check out our website at rollfair.com, where you can see our merch store. Thank you.